From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Attorney General Eric Holder is stepping down from the post he has held since President Obama took office. NPR's Maura Liasson reports Holder has been the administration's point man on civil rights.
The president and Holder appeared in the East Room along with friends, family, and aides. Mr. Obama said Holder's leaving was bittersweet, but that Holder's 6 years was a pretty good run. He praised Holder for his work on civil rights, criminal justice reform, and counterterrorism.
Proving that the world's finest justice system is fully capable of delivering justice for the world's most wanted terrorists.
Holder, who's one of the president's longest-serving cabinet members, will stay at the Department of Justice until a successor can be confirmed. There's no word yet on who or when that might be, but names like Solicitor General Don Verrilli, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, California Attorney General Kamal Harris, and Manhattan U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara have all been mentioned. Maura Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
U.S.-led airstrikes continue to target oil assets in Syria overnight and into the early hours of the morning, killing at least 19 people, according to activists on the ground. The strikes are part of an ongoing U.S. effort aimed at knocking out the revenue stream of the so-called Islamic State militant group. Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby says the strategy surrounding the intended targets remains an ongoing effort.
We're going to constantly take a look at this over time. And there may be targets that we have that we struck over the last couple of days that we might have to go back and strike again. And that's part of a dynamic targeting process.
The Islamic State has used black market oil sales to fund its operations. The U.S. military is looking at allegations some civilian casualties may have occurred, but said there's no credible reporting of such deaths. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says there's currently no specific credible threat to a city's subway system. Earlier today, Iraq's prime minister had said his country's intelligence operation had uncovered a plot involving attacks on U.S. and Parisian subway systems. Senior officials in the Obama administration are also downplaying the comments. The stock market had its worst day since July, with the NASDAQ composite down nearly 2%. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports Apple shares lost ground because of troubles with the new iPhone.
Apple shares fell nearly 4% following news of a software glitch in the newest version of the iPhone. Some customers complained they were unable to make phone calls and also reported that the new phone bent when it was put in their pockets. The drop in Apple shares sent much of the tech sector falling, and the Standard & Poor's 500 index saw broad declines. Investors were also said to be concerned about a report that Russian lawmakers had drafted legislation allowing the government to seize assets from companies. By the end of the day, the Dow was down 1.5%. Stock prices have fallen for 4 of the last 5 trading days. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
The Dow dropped 264 points today. The NASDAQ was down 88 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 lost 32 points. This is NPR. Authorities have arrested a man wanted in connection with the disappearance of a University of Virginia student. Jesse Leroy Matthew Jr. was found in the town of Gilcrest, Texas, about 7 hours from the Mexican border after he fled earlier this week. Matthews believed to have been the last known person to have seen Hannah Graham before she disappeared. He was arraigned today in Galveston, facing charges of abduction with intent to defile and will be extradited back to Virginia. Graham's been missing since September 13th. A 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck near Anchorage, Alaska this morning. There were no reports of major damage or injuries. Seismic activity in the region is not uncommon, but Ann Hellman of member station KSKA reports the 30-second-long trembler shook the nerves of some residents.
Ken Batesholt was walking on a trail during the windless morning when the trees started moving. He took off running.
Because I was frightened, I had no idea exactly what it was. I just thought I'd get out of that clump of trees where I was, because a whole, like, flurry of leaves started to fall. Yeah, it was very peculiar.
10 stories up in a glass-walled corner office, Elizabeth Lopez took cover under her desk.
I mean, the building rolled back and forth. We swayed to the left and right, and another jolt came in, and I started grabbing my cell phone and my bag.
Others reported lampposts swaying, figurines breaking, and dogs taking cover. For NPR News, I'm Ann Hillman in Anchorage.
Chances are you've already noticed prices at the gas pump coming down a bit in recent weeks, and according to a firm that tracks gasoline prices, the trend may continue into the fall. Fuel price monitoring service GasBuddy.com says it expects by the end of the year up to 30 states may actually have gas prices of below $3 a gallon. Currently, the national average price is $3.35 a gallon. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.